Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Emotional freedom technique has been my favorite way of freeing myself from negative emotions whenever and wherever I need. This easy and effective technique called EFT is incredibly beneficial in helping us overcome work-life struggles. By tapping on specific points on the body and focusing on the emotions and beliefs associated with these struggles, EFT can help to release negative energy and promote emotional healing that leads to reduced stress and anxiety levels, increased self-confidence, improved communication and relationships with colleagues, and a greater sense of overall well-being. Today, my gorgeous guest, Alison Roberts, is not only going to give us knowledge about EFT, but also will give us a brief experience of this magical tool. Alison is a cognitive neuroscientist focusing on overall wellness in corporate life. She helps entrepreneurs and leaders navigate their roadblocks to achieve their goals. As someone who has worked her way up along with her education, she intuitively understands what is happening. If your life looks great on paper, but something is off, Alison is your person. She has been on this show before, and I just can't wait to welcome Alison once again on this show. Hi, Alison. Welcome to the show. Lovely to have you once again.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to see you and to be here.
I'm so excited too, because we are meeting for, after a long time, and then we are going to discuss something, which is my favorite topic. And I just wonder, whenever we meet on this show, we talk about something that happens to be my favorite topic. So last time we discussed about spiritual principles for the relevance of spiritual practices in the workplace. And today we are going to talk about something really, really special, which is one of my favorite techniques. And Alison, you are going to teach a bit about that technique, to our listeners. So I'm super, super excited for this. Alison, I'm sure no one wants to suffer, but they still do, right? And it's never the intention, but there's something in themselves that stops them from overcoming their struggles. So why is it difficult for a person to understand what is it going on within themselves? In other words, why can't we see our own obstacles?
I get asked this question a lot. And, in corporate America, especially, we are measured by our result. And our outcome. So we just get so focused in on the goal and just meeting the goal that we don't take the time to stop a lot of times and ask ourselves, what is going on inside of me that I cannot make a sale? Like, what is going on inside of me that I can't retain my clients right now? And so often, what's going on outside of us is a reflection of the wounds inside of us that are just screaming for attention. So we can't see a lot of times what's going on with us because outside demands and the pressure that people are putting on us to perform makes us feel like we just can't stop and take a deeper look at ourselves. And that is a big reason why a lot of people just can't see what's going on with them. And so if you're one of those people that you may be saying, well, Alison, I do the work. Like, I look at myself all the time and I'm still not meeting my goals. Then what I would say is that you need someone else to sit down and assess what's going on with you, because we all have those blind spots. Like when you're in traffic and you're trying to get across all the lanes and you can't see, we have the same things in our personal lives. And usually it's something from our past that we have buried and shoved down, like hoping to never have to deal with it again. They always find their way.
I love that we have blind spots, and we definitely do have blind spots because we don't know what we don't know. So there are people like coaches, there are other people, they can be mentors, they can be, they can see something in ourselves that we just cannot see. So this is very important to look for another pair of eyes to see the kind of problems that we are going through. And I would also like to add here that, yes, there is a lot of pressure that, you know, we keep on experiencing from outside of us. But then a lot of times the pressure comes from our own selves, right? We have put those kind of high expectations on ourselves that, you know, we pressurize ourselves a lot too more.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we're seeking that approval and that validation. Mm-hmm. And we'll do just about anything to get it. It starts to become almost like a drug.
Yeah.
And so it's so much freedom when we can finally start to feel that esteem inside of us and that confidence inside of us to kind of turn off that crazy train going around trying to make ourselves feel better.
Yeah, right. And there's a lot of healing required, you know, because our parents were not perfect. Our circumstances were not perfect. You know, we have not grown up in the perfect circumstances or scenarios, situations. And of course, it's nobody's fault, but then we need to heal all that. So it's very important that we take responsibility of that, of our lives now, and do something really much needed about it. Imagine a healing and coaching experience in the magical Bali, Indonesia. Light yoga, healthy food, simple meditations, conscious living, inner healing, a ton of interesting activities, plus coaching sessions on creating your career success blueprint, mindset shifts, including your money mindset and peak performance. You would come back with fresh new confidence and positive power with your very own success blueprint to make a true difference at your work, impact the world around you, and make much, much more money in your career. It's happening on various dates starting October this year, and I would love for you to be a part of it. Visit my website www.authorhina.com to know more about this luxury retreat. You'd come back as a different person. I promise you that. Alison, what holds us back from attaining our next level, even though we may possess the skills and abilities to move forward, according to you?
Yes. So the thing that keeps us from moving forward is our mindset. So we have to constantly, and I do mean that, we have to constantly be monitoring what our thoughts are and how we feel about them. And we do that through our behavior. So you kind of have to like cross engineer. So if you're watching your behaviors and they're not getting you the result that you want, a lot of times people will just change their behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, if a diet isn't getting them what they want, they'll just change diets. Or if a gym isn't getting them what they want, they change gyms. Or a relationship isn't giving them what they want, they change out relationships, right? But that is the thing that stops us, is believing that doing the next thing is going to get us there, instead of stopping and saying, you know, do I really feel like I deserve a seven-figure income? Because if you don't believe that you deserve it, then you're going to sabotage over and over and over.
Yeah. And nobody does it intentionally. Nobody does it consciously. And it just happens, you know, something or the other would happen that you will not get that result. And I like to say it this way, that, you know, you are living in a house where a dog is sitting outside of your home. Your energy precedes you. So the dog is that energy, which is not letting the good things, you know, enter into your life, into your house. So this is so important that, first of all, tame your own dog and then look for opportunities outside.
I love that analogy so much.
Thank you. Alison, we talk a lot about financial freedom. Yeah, and this is very important. And a lot of times we don't understand the, you know, importance of emotional freedom, which is like, if we are emotionally free, we can attain the financial freedom much easier than, you know, we otherwise can. So emotions are something that determine the quality of our life, right? The good or bad, whatever the quality of our emotions, the quality of our life is going to be like that. And today we are going to talk about a technique that you're going to teach us, emotional freedom technique. So let's talk a bit about that first. So emotions, what's your take on that? Like, you know, we just want to create a kind of life and we want to feel a certain way, right? That's why we need that house. We need that car. We need that success in our relationship because we need to feel a certain way. It's like, how do negative emotions come into picture? And why is it that we experience negative emotions?
Yeah, so I always say the body doesn't lie.
Yeah.
And when we have a traumatic experience, even if we're saying, you know what, I'm just gonna put that back here. Now I'm not gonna think about it anymore. You know, dad, you grow up maybe with a dad that's like, wow, you know, you're really disappointing and you hear it just your whole life, or a mom that is like, you know, I just need you to love me more. If you would just love me more, everything would be fine. And so when you get out of the house, it's like, I'm free. I don't have to listen to that stuff anymore, ever again. Yeah. But it's stored in your body. That trauma is in your body. And our body has meridians. And that meridian system is how our energy flows. It's all the messages that your subconscious is sending to all of your tissues and your organs and your blood and everything. And so the more we hold on to that trauma in our body, the more dis-ease we create. So it's not just about emotional freedom, but it's also about freedom from headaches and backaches and, you know, the physical stress that we feel. So the very first time that I was introduced to emotional freedom technique, which is also called tapping, and I saw these people, you know, doing this on their bodies, I'm like, I am never doing that. Like, that was my entire life. But I was in a coaching school and it was a requirement. Like we had to have 3 months of tapping in one piece. And so I was like, okay, fine. But when I started the process and really just opened myself up to, you know what, I have to do this anyway, so I might as well get something out of it. I could not believe the relief that I started feeling about certain things that we were tapping on around money and relationships and childhood trauma. Yeah. Just my shoulders dropping down and like all of this jaw tension because I'm a clencher. Just releasing in my face and just my outlook about things. Like people would start to talk about, you know, COVID or politics or whatever. And where I would normally engage in all of that from my childhood trauma of having to fit in and be part of, I found myself just naturally stepping back and just not being available for the tension. And it really made me start noticing, like, there is something to this emotional freedom technique. And I do it almost every day now.
Yeah, it's same with me. Like, since I was, exposed to this technique by my mentor, one of my mentors, though I'm not an expert in this, I cannot teach that. However, it's like, I can do it on myself. And this is so effective. And when I suggest my students sometimes in Dream Job Mastermind and other programs that, if you want to get rid of any negative emotions, try that sometimes because it really works. And then the most logical people who would never understand anything without the, you know, scientific explanations behind that, they would start, you know, say that, oh, this works. I don't know how, but it works. So it's really powerful. And you can get rid of, kind of negative beliefs, the kind of negative emotions and any kind of negative stories that you have been holding into your bodies. And this technique is so effective.
Is because it not only works on the conscious mind, but it's working on our subconscious.
Yes.
And our subconscious is what we are ruled by. You know, 90% of our thoughts are all subconscious. And so most of us live in this automatic pilot state. So when you're tapping about something that you know about consciously, like the, you know, and this is called the setup, and this is a karate point on our hand. So if you're doing the setup like, you know, even though I really want to land this big account next Tuesday, I am so scared. Like, I can feel the tension all over inside my body.
Yeah.
And even though I really want this new client, you know, I'm terrified about this conversation that we're getting ready to have. All of the subconscious thoughts that you've been suppressing, now you're giving them the opportunity to come forward and be free.
Mm, that's fantastic.
Permission to say, hey, I'm scared. And then you're all of that subconscious fear is like, oh, we're going to do something about this. Cool. And it just kind of wakes up inside of you.
Yeah. And this is so important because the people in the corporate world, especially, they are so much stressed out. They are anxious all the time and they don't have time, right? Or they are just not willing to put in the kind of work that is required in, you know, journaling or any kind of long term work. So they just would like, you know, a pill that they can swallow easily and get everything, you know, correctly. So EFT, like emotional freedom technique, is something, is just like, you know, that easy pill that somebody can swallow and get everything right.
Money is all around us and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Yes, and I love it because you can do it sitting at your desk.
Yeah.
You don't have to do all every single point. You can be sitting at your desk and someone might think, oh, they have heartburn. You know, maybe they're trying to get their food digested or whatever. But you know that you're sitting there doing emotional freedom technique. And in the car, you know, a lot of times if I'm sitting in traffic and I start to feel like I'm going to be late and the people are going to hate me when I walk in the door and I'm going to, you know, what am I going to do? I'll just simply start, you know, just saying, like, even though I'm in traffic, you know, I choose to find something to be joyful about right now. And it just, it's so interesting how it's just instantaneous. Your body will just switch and be like, okay, this is great. Like, we're doing something about it, because that's really all our brain wants us to do.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of us are multitaskers and we're just always busy and we're always doing. But if you can just pivot just a little bit, and instead of doing something on the outside, trying to get the result, just 5 minutes, just do something on the inside, the outside results will start opening up.
Yeah.
Walk around in life going, you know, I wish I had known this like 40 years ago.
Yeah, this is so, so powerful and so effective. Allison, would you like to teach a bit of tapping to our watchers and explain it to our listeners? Because now this show is going to be on YouTube also. So people who are listening to us on the audio, I would suggest them to go and watch it on YouTube too, so that learn how to do it a bit from you. So would you like to choose one emotion that corporate professionals experience, you know, they happen to experience the most, and then we can give them a kind of experience how that works?
Yes, I'm going to pick stress, because I feel like stress is something that is at the forefront.
Yeah, stress is something which is so much dominant in corporate world. So yes, let's pick that.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So like Hina said, for those of you that are listening, I really encourage you to watch, because it's very difficult to explain this by audio. But the very first thing that we're going to do is you're going to hold up your right hand as if you're going to karate chop a piece of board. And then you're going to take your left four fingertips and you're going to tap them against the outside of your hand. And just follow along. Even if I say something that you're like, I don't know if that's really me, it's okay. I want you to just say what resonates with you. So we're going to start first by stating the problem. So it goes like this. Even though I am so stressed out right now, I'm choosing to love, honor, and accept myself. And even though this stress has me really worried about my job right now, I choose to know that I can figure anything out. Okay? Eyebrow. Tap your eyebrow, the top of your eyebrows. I'm really stressed out right now, outside of the eye. I can feel the worry in my body, under the eye. I'm so stressed about my future, under the nose. I'm so stressed about my bills, under the mouth. I'm so stressed about how I'm going to pay for everything. Collarbone. The stress has me very upset, under the arm. The stress is making me crazy, top of the head. I wish I could do something about the stress. Now, normally we would go through 3 or 4 rounds of just talking about how stressed we are. But now we're going to switch over to releasing the stress from our bodies. So eyebrow. I'm really smart, outside of the eye. I've been stressed out before, under the eye. And I always figure it out, under the nose. I have a lot of evidence, under the chin, that I can figure things out, collarbone. I know how to ask for help, under the arm. So maybe that's what I need to do, top of the head. I'm willing to ask for help, eyebrow. And even if the help doesn't come outside of the eye, I'll go to plan B, under the eye. And if plan B doesn't work, under the nose, I go to plan C, under the mouth. That's how smart I am, collarbone. I will work this until I find a solution, under the arm. I deserve a solution, top of the head. I deserve to be free. And then I normally end by saying, in body, mind, and spirit. And then you just sit and breathe for a moment. And even though we were just doing this for an example, I feel calmer. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it works really well. And we feel calmer after doing this. Just one round, I think, is enough. It's wonderful. Thank you very much, Allison. This was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me too.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Awesome. So I'm sure that the listeners and the watchers, they have seen how to do this tapping. They can try it and always reach out for help to Allison and learn some more techniques about this. Allison, I would like to ask you now that what are your next projects?
So in April, the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th, I am holding a career webinar.
Okay.
So yeah, so I'm going to be helping people figure out their avatar. A lot of people will do their avatar once and they never go back and revisit, and our avatar changes over time because we change over time. So I do that. I'm going to be looking at your business plan. I also help people find money on the table that they don't even know is available to them.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's 3 days of so much fun. And they can find me on Instagram, Allison Roberts, and all the information for the webinar will be there.
Awesome. And would you please like to talk about your next TEDx talk?
So excited. Yeah, it's April the 8th. It's in Maryland. And it's a leadership conference that TED is putting on. So we will be talking about inclusivity, diversity, and just spirituality in the workplace. And I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, this is going to be wonderful. And I would love to have a link to your TED Talk so that we can include in the show notes section so that people can watch there. And also, I would request you to share the link to your webinar so that I could include that too in the show notes section.
Okay, I will make sure you have all of that.
Great, awesome. Allison, would you like to give one last piece of advice to the corporate listeners of ours?
Yeah, I want to say that, you know, I've been in both worlds. I was in corporate for a long time, and then I switched over to entrepreneurship. And it doesn't matter if you work for else, take 5 minutes every single day to really just find those qualities inside of yourself. Remind yourself who you are, because we so often forget who we are.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love this, that we often forget that who we are, and we do things from a place where we are not being ourselves, right? We are just being someone else who the world is, you know, want to see us as. So this is very important to be who we are and operate from that place and space. Thank you very much, Alison, for being on the show today. It was so much fun with you once again. And I really appreciate you teaching us that emotional freedom tapping.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and all the best for your TED Talk. How did you enjoy this experience of EFT? Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for life and career changing tools and resources. Be sure to download and read my book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.